So now, you know, we have Ted, our Great Dane. He's a little over a year old. He's like 150 pounds. We've had him since he was 20 pounds and 8 weeks old. You know this. We bring Ted into work all the time. Got pictures up on the website. He's got his own MySpace page. The problem with Ted became about right around the 5 month period. He began to wander. We've got a lot of property, and I didn't want to start, having to hook him up to like a leash and stuff because he likes to wander.
He wanted to roam,
right?
To exercise.
Problem was, he was leaving the property, and as you know, he was getting out into traffic, and it was just becoming.
Listeners were bringing him back to the house.
Yeah, it was not a good. It wasn't safe, and then I felt bad having to keep him inside the house because he's a big dog. He wants to run.
Yep.
So I was introduced to the folks at Puget Sound Pet Stop. And these guys, it was awesome. They put in, as they put it, the best fence you'll never see. They put a collar around his neck. And as they also want to make sure it's a rubber tipped collar. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the steel kind of like the spike things.
Yeah, it's just got the two rubber prongs.
It's a warning field security. If the pet comes too close to the restricted zone, they receive a warning tone. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if they get too close to it, they get a correction. And then they back off. And Ted, it's been on the property now for about 2.5 weeks. And it is absolutely night and day.
Ted was
never one that would run off. He would just kind of like wander off. And he doesn't even go near the perimeter of the house, the perimeter of the property anymore. It's awesome.
He knows exactly how far he can go. He kind of hears a light beeping when he gets too close to the areas, you know, where he's not supposed to go past. And it works perfectly for him. So if it's something you think that would work for your pet, you can go to their website, which is PugetSoundPetStop.com.